Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om akhyanati mirandasya jnachana chalakshaya chakshovan militam jena tasmai shri kurave namaha shri chitanya manubhishtam staptitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kandamayam darati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Shrakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tum Sajivam Satvatam Savitam Parijayan Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Narita Shri Vachinajinsascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kansha Gorangi Vri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare A reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 77. Everybody has it? You ready? Tachcha samsmritya Rupamatya Bhutam Hare Vishmayo Me Mahan Rajan Rishyami Cha Puna Puna Tachcha Samsmritya Rupamatya Bhutam Hare Vishmayo me mahan rajan Reshyami cha puna punaham Tachcha samsmritya Rupamatya bhutam hare Vishmayo me mahan rajan Vishyami cha puna puna. Somebody else wants to sing the verse? Tachcha samsmritya samsmritya Rupamatya bhutam hare Vishmayo me mahan rajan Rishyami cha puna puna. Word for word translation. Tat, that. Cha, also. Samsmritya, remembering. Samsmritya, remembering. Rupam, form. Ati, greatly. Abhutam, wonderful. Hare, of Lord Krishna. Vishmaya, wonder. Me, my. Mahan, great. Rajan, O King. Vishyami, I am enjoying. Cha, also. Punaha, repeatedly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Priya Prabhupada. O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. Please repeat. O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. Purport. It appears that Sanjaya also, by the grace of Vyasa, could see the universal form Krishna exhibited to Arjuna. It is, of course, said that Lord Krishna had never exhibited such a form before. It was exhibited to Arjuna only. Yet some great devotees could also see the universal form of Krishna when it was shown to Arjuna, and Vyasa was one of them. He is one of the great devotees of the Lord, and he is considered to be a powerful incarnation of Krishna. Vyasa disclosed this to his disciple Sanjaya, who remembered that wonderful form of Krishna exhibited to Arjuna and enjoyed it repeatedly. So, before I say something, I just asked all the devotees here to give me some blessings that I can say something meaningfully to this, about this verse. So. So when I first have read this verse, I was really like asking why did this verse come to me? So, and it was like, yeah, going through the verse, through the purport, just the first thing which came to me, that Krishna has exhibited his universal form to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and it was because Arjuna has asked for this. He wanted to see the universal form, and what was the reason behind this? Why wanted Arjuna to see the universal form of Krishna? And one of the reasons, one spiritual master has explained that whenever there will be somebody coming and said, "I am God," then we can ask him, "My dear friend, when you want to be God, then please show us your universal form." So this was maybe one reason. When there is somebody who thinks that he is God, he must prove it. So, and the proof is, one must show the universal form. So this was for sure one of the reasons why Arjuna has asked for it, to see the universal form. And also, what also was interesting, that Sanjaya, the disciple of Vyasadeva, one of the incarnations of Krishna himself, the literal incarnation, he has read the Vedas and the Bhagavatam. So Sanjaya, disciple, he was also able to see the universal form by the grace of Vyasa, by the grace of his spiritual master. And again, it was also like coming to me how important it is to have a spiritual master. Just we can, through the spiritual master, we can achieve things which we can normally not achieve by our own effort. It's not possible. So by the grace, by the mercy of the spiritual master, we can see things, we can achieve things which we cannot do normally. So, and also what was interesting to see again, whenever Krishna was on this planet, he also had a spiritual master himself, although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is full of knowledge, full of bliss, he has an eternal spiritual body, and actually there is no need for him to have a spiritual master because he knows everything already, but he is given this example. Yes, when you are here, you need a spiritual master, you need a spiritual guide to find your way back to Godhead. So this was also very interesting to see this point again. And the spiritual masters, the previous acharyas, they've always given a perfect example how to control the mind, how to control the senses, how to deal with this world, how to become more and more dear to Krishna. So, yes, and they of course they showed us that we have to follow rules and regulations when we want to become dear to Krishna. There are so many rules and regulations in this world. There are so many laws we have to follow. In every single state there are laws, and we have to follow these laws. And when we don't do, and yeah, we, sooner or later we become punished by this. And but it's really very interesting that many people have to follow the laws of their state, but they never think about the laws, the rules of the Creator. They think that they are independent, they can do whatever they want, just follow the rules of the state, that's enough. But there is our Creator, and He has given us rules and regulations so that we can control our mind, which is very, very important to come safe through, to go safe through this world and to reach really the perfection of life, of human life, of human being. So otherwise, when the mind and the senses are controlling us, then this will drive us mad sooner or later. So we can use our free will, our minute independence, to bring our will in accordance to the will of our Creator, of Sri Krishna, of the Lord. Or we can still go on and think, I am the Creator and I can do whatever I want. So, and this, when we think we are independent and we can do whatever we want, this misuse of our independence, it was very interesting that Srila Prabhupada said this in the lecture last Monday, that this misuse of independence will drive our mind mad. And then we have really a problem. So it's good that I'm very, very fortunate that I was able to find Krishna again and to receive some knowledge, and also to have to receive these rules and regulations to control my mind. And it was really in the beginning, it was really like it looked like poison to me totally. There have been many, many things. It started with the four regulative principles. There have been directly some of them which I was not able to accept at all. Yeah, I said, I know, this is not for me. But after a while, it was really like Krishna has taken everything away from me, and there was nothing left but chanting Hare Krishna mantra and taking the next step. So I was really thinking, seriously thinking about, yeah, what is my next step? And it was like, okay, no intoxication anymore, no more illicit sex anymore, just really try to go this path now, honestly as you can. It was interesting that although I've lost everything, what I was thinking about, that this is my life, this is what I need for having a good life. Just a woman and car and money and my practice and whatever it was. Just I had to give up everything, and it was very interesting. The less I had at the end, the more happy I was. So, you know, we are in this world, everybody teaches us you can only become happy when you have this and this and this and this and this and this. But it's the opposite way. So we need some things to maintain our life. There is no doubt about it. But it's also stressed very often that, and Srila Prabhupada said it, that we should only take as much as we really need for our life, for maintaining our life. And all this accumulating of wealth is just like we are at some point of our life, we lose it anyway. We have to give it up all. Latest time is when a dead personified will come and knock on our door and say, now you have to leave this body and you have to give everything up. So then all this effort you have made for, you struggled hard, you worked hard, whole day, making money, maintaining your family, whatever, just building up a family, having so much attachments, So you have, at the end, you have to give up everything, and you don't know when the end is coming. And this was very interesting. Last year I was in Vilaju Hare Krishna, and I had for some seconds I had a totally block in my lungs. I was not able to breathe anymore. I was coughing, and it was really like nothing just happened here, and it was like, and in these few seconds it was very interesting what happened. I was thinking like, what are you doing when it's now finished? So it was really interesting to be the observer. I just observed the situation. I put my hand here because I felt that this is the block, and I can do something with my healing hands too, but it was like there were some thoughts were coming in my mind. Oh, yes, I would say it would be very nice if a nice lady would be here and hold my hand in the last moments, you know, and whatever. Just it was the thoughts in the beginning. My mind came up with many different thoughts, and then I thought, hey, stop here. Now you chant Hare Krishna mantra. And I started in this difficult situation, I really started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And I became very peaceful. My mind became peaceful. I was totally quiet, and I was really like, okay, when it's happening now, I can go, no problem. I mean, the Hare Krishna mantra. It was a really nice realization that I was able to control my mind in the situation. I mean, it was not really that the death was coming and just taking me out of my body, but it was like a similar situation. It was like you could have panicked also in this situation, maybe, yeah. Anyway, I was able to become calm, and the medicine I've used for becoming calm was the Hare Krishna mantra. It was really like I chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this was my relief in this situation. And I was really like peaceful, and I was observing, and I was just like waiting for whatever happened. So, and I hope when this time will come, when I really have to go, that I can make it in a similar way. And for this I really practice every day. I get up early in the morning, I go to the morning program. I like it so much to be in the Mangalarati and to chant the holy name. And I try to chant the holy name the whole day. This is the only thing which really makes me happy. All the other things which we think that they could make us happy, it's just a big illusion. So, yes, I really can encourage everyone just to chant as much as possible, to have good association. Especially, I mean, in the temples, I've been traveling to many temples, and also in temples you can have associations who are talking to your head and talking about mundane things all the time, and they really get you out of this energy. Once when you are in this energy of the holy name, you really feel like then that, okay, this is not good for me, and then, I mean, what I always do then, I just avoid these associations, and I said, sorry, just I want to be like quiet, and I want to be in the Hare Krishna mantra, and don't take it personally, but now I have to go somewhere else. And this is how I try to maintain myself on this, I don't know if this is a good platform I am at the moment, but I try to really maintain this platform. It feels like that I'm not so much disturbed by what happens to me. Sometimes really bad things are happening to me, but I always find my way out with the mantra. But also I realize that our mind is in these moments when it becomes difficult, when everything is nice, you know, just there's no problem to be in the mantra and to chant and to maintain our spiritual life. But when it's becoming difficult, then we really can see how good our practice is. So in these times, then our mind really comes up, and he starts thinking, and he gives us one crazy idea after the other, pop, input. And then the only way is to really to be aware of what is going on now, that your mind is now disturbing you, and you have to stop it. Just stop here. Whatever you're talking to me is nonsense. I know. What I did in the last situation, I was in such a painful situation. I really said, In the beginning, my mind came up and said, I doubted Krishna. There's no God. How can there be? How can I be in such a painful situation? And then I said, now stop now. Again, I said to my mind, stop. You're telling not the truth to me. And I said, there is a supreme controller. Krishna is in the heart of everyone. And he makes arrangements so that everybody has the opportunity to come closer to him and to make progress in his life. Although it's painful for you now to give up this and that, and you have to deal now with the situation, and yes, just it was really like this again. Just stop your mind. You have to stop your mind. And there's only one way to stop your mind. When you use your intelligence, you have knowledge, and you know that there's always Krishna involved. He's protecting you. He's with you. He's with everyone, and he helps everyone to heal, to grow, He gives everyone a lecture, a lesson. And he also wants to know if you're really serious with him. So sometimes he gives you really a test, a hard test. So do you really want to go on this path? Are you really serious with me? Yes, so then you can prove it. With these tests who are coming from time to time. And for this, I've also realized how important a good sadhana is. So when also in the temple you can have first I have to say, also in the temple you have the choice to live in the spiritual energy of Krishna or in the material energy of Krishna. You have the choice always. You have to make a choice. So, when you practice honestly, you live in a spiritual energy and you are protected by Krishna. When you are here in a temple just for having a nice life, for sleeping and eating and having no responsibility, then you are directly come under the protection of Maya. And this is not a very good protection. I mean, who wants this? To be under the protection and under the guidance of Maya. So we have to be very careful also who we take as an example. There are many examples also in temples. You can have an example for this path and for this path. And you can say, okay, I don't want to get up in the morning because this Prabhu is also not getting up in the morning. So why should I get up? This is how mind creates some disturbances, some reasons why you should not do it. Yeah. Oh, it's so warm in the bed. Why should I get up and go to Mangalarati? Yes. First, this Prabhu should go to the Mangalarati. Then I go also to the Mangalarati. When he is not doing it, I don't do it either. So, but this is not the right way. So this is for sure. You are under the protection of Maya then when you go on like this. So. And then the only way, you can be sure that you are in a mode of ignorance then. But when you want to establish a good sadhana, you have to live in a mode of goodness. And to come out of this mode of ignorance, you have to become a little bit passionate, which means now the discipline is asked. And then you have to set up your alarm clock, and then really when the alarm clock is ringing in the morning, get up. Whatever your mind is telling you, get up. Fight yourself out of the bed, go into the bathroom and get ready for the Mangalarati. There's no other way. You need discipline then. Without discipline, you cannot get out of the mode of ignorance. It's not possible. So you need a structure. And what I realized is the first 2 days, it's really so hard to get to this new structure again, to become disciplined. But after you've done it 2 days, the third day becomes really, you feel like, oh, now it's really feeling good when I'm up and when I'm here in the temple room, when I have this association of the other devotees, when we sing together and when we do our japa rounds together, it's really, your day will become a totally different day, for sure. When you sleep long, so you come late to the program, you come late to your japa rounds, you're struggling with your mind again to do your japa rounds, and you can really avoid it by being up early in the morning, and you use the Brahma Muhurta for doing your rounds. And then you are become more fixed in your spiritual practice, and then with this at the end, this will really save you when difficulties are coming up. Otherwise, you cannot control your mind. It's not possible. When you're in a mode of ignorance, your mind does with you what he wants. It's like this. Even in the mode of passion, then a lot of anger is coming up, and then you fight and just you do many stupid things. So, yes, to establish ourselves in a mode of goodness, we have to have a clean atmosphere. We have to clean our rooms. I mean, you all know this, but sometimes really I'm wondering about how the ashram is looking like, how the cleanliness in the room is like. So we need this. It's really necessary. This dirty atmosphere makes us dirty. And also what I've realized is what is very, very important. I mean, to control our tongue is a very important thing. And to not eat too much. Because when you eat too much, especially when you eat too late and you eat too much, then you become so sleepy, and then in the morning it's really very, very difficult to get up. So what I found out for myself, and I mean everybody can try this, when I eat later than 5 o'clock, then it's really like a hard struggle to get up in the morning. But I do it anyway, I do. But mainly in the morning program, when the lecture is starting, then I become really very, very tired, and sometimes I fall asleep also. But also we want to avoid this. So like Madhugopal said, that we have to also do some renunciation in our spiritual life. It's very important. So of course there's nice prasadam at 9:30 or 7:30, and we like to honor prasadam, of course. But we can do it also in a very small amount, so that it will not affect our sadhana. When we eat a full plate, then at 7:30 and at 9:30 again, so there's no way for getting up in the morning. It's not possible. So we can also, when we like to honor prasadam, what I do, I have a little box, I just take a little bit from everything, and I honor it for breakfast. Maybe it's not so ideal, but it's very good for getting up in the morning, to be really awake, to be fixed up, to be just happy to be here, and to do it, and to do it, and to do it, day after day. So, yeah. I hope I can inspire you a little bit just to... I mean, mainly it's really like our habits we have. Our habits make our day. So when we don't know what is good or what is bad, or what is good habits, bad habits, then we go on with our old things. We don't reflect so much about it. So what I've learned, for example, in Ayurveda, when we want to have a good sleep, then we should stop eating at least 4 hours before we go to bed. So normally it needs 4 hours for this whole digestion process that is finished, and then to go to bed early means between 9 and 10 o'clock. Then you can get up in the morning very easily. And when we eat too late, then we disturb another process. There is, in the evening time, especially after 11 o'clock, our body is producing the whole energy for the next day. So between 11 and 2 in the morning, this process is starting. When we have forced our body at 9:30 to digest, then this digestion process is not finished. And also the energy which should be provided for the next day, it will not be there the next day. So really, we are tired the whole day. And then we are coming into a loop when we go on with this. We're going, and this becomes more tiredness and more tiredness and more tiredness. And like I said, the only way out is discipline, structure, discipline. Make a plan for your spiritual day. How will be my spiritual day tomorrow? And just do it. What is my next step? Never forget never become just, never come in a situation that you feel like, oh, everything is nice here, nice prasadam, nice living, nice bed, nice, nice, nice. This is really a big obstacle in spiritual life. It is. So, yes. Controlling our tongue is a very important thing. Also, it was very interesting. I was in Italy for almost 8 months. And it was very interesting. The Italians, they like to talk a lot. They talk the whole day. Really, it's like palare, 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 and after palare comes mangiare, 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 and then comes that again, palare, palare, palare. I was, okay, talking, 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 eating, 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 talking, 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 eating, eating, eating. So, and they are really specialists in inventing, especially the male Italians are specialists in inventing situations, how to talk to Mataji, how to smile and make some jokes. Joking is their second profession. So this is really like, and you know, all these Prabhus, you've seen them in the morning program very rarely. They came too late, no discipline, no cleanliness, just, yes. We have to control our tongue. And then there have been, in one of the temples, there have been a group of brahmacharis. They are really so good. This Bhakti Shakti, ever heard of them? They have a traveling temple, just they have big trucks, they are very rich. They have a circus tent, they have everything you cannot imagine. And they are really like, they are very fixed up. They do their morning program, they are like a group together. They help each other to maintain their spiritual life. The next thing after they had prasadam, cleaning, they have, everything is very, very clean. Cleaning is the second nature after a morning program. Then they go for books. Just the whole day, they don't talk about mundane things. You cannot see them talking with each other. Just they do their service and they are quiet. And they are in it. And this is also what Srila Prabhupada said. When we do everything we do in a day, when we do only this one thing, we be this in this, in this now, and when we do japa, we are in the japa. And when our mind is coming in and is taking us out, we try to come back by listening attentively to every single syllable of the Hare Krishna mantra. And then we are doing japa. When we are doing our service, we should be really with our whole consciousness in our service. When we are honoring prasadam, we should honor prasadam and not talk around. Then totally concentrated on this process of honoring prasadam, then you realize what is the perfect amount for you, that you don't overeat. When you talk, you eat, and you talk. You're not with this one thing and you overeat always. And then after that, you are just really finished. So to avoid this, just try to be quiet and just be with your prasadam and just be grateful for what Krishna has given to you and just do this as meditation. This is a very interesting thing. Yes. When you sing, sing. When you dance, dance. Be always in this one thing you do. Use everything you do as meditation. Then you make your life perfect. This is why we are here, isn't it? And there are a lot of gurus in the temples. So, like I said, and what I was doing in my life, even when I was in the military, I always have taken these persons as example, who did it very nicely. I never looked at those who just were only disturbing and just being there for earning money and drinking coffee the whole day. I was looking at those who just really were into it, and they would try to make the best of the situation, and that this is a very important thing. Maybe sometimes our mind will tell us that this is fanatism, but it is not. The more you come into it, the more happy you become. But you cannot find it out by following some, you know, just this easy, easygoing way. It's not like this. And the more we ourselves follow good examples, the more we become good example ourselves. And this is the best preaching we can do, to become a good example for others. This is what the previous acharyas have done. They have given a perfect example. This is the best preaching. Then you don't have to talk so much. Just be a good example. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Is there some comments or questions? I don't know. Thank you.